Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Man, I'm sorry. I don't like technical bullshit problems. They really piss me off, as you can tell. So now I'm really annoyed, which is not a good thing, because when I'm annoyed, it's hard for me to get unannoyed. But I was talking about something at the beginning of the show. I'm going to have to start over. I hope you heard my whole story in the beginning. I was giving basically a shout out to my friend. Had a great weekend this weekend. The importance of good friends, that stuff. But let's get back to this story. Never, ever, ever accept the first narrative. Ladies and gentlemen, this Moscow terror attack was a big, enormous, huge deal. Again, I'm really sorry about the beginning of the show. You know, most hosts, I guess, would fake it and pretend. But I don't like that. I feel an obligation to give you guys a high quality product. And Joe's not here. His shit doesn't work for some reason. And it just pisses me off. And I owe you better. You understand? You guys, I got how many people? 80,000 people here waiting for me to talk. We owe you a better product. So I personally apologize to you. I hope you understand that. I'm upset, not because of me. I still have a show to do. I'm upset because this is a meritocracy. Okay, you got 1,000 things you can listen to, and you guys and ladies choose to listen to me, and I owe you a top-notch product. No bullshit. All right, now that I got that out of the way, now let's get back to the show. Don't accept this media narrative. Now, listen, viewer discretion heavily advised here, okay? You got some kids watching. You may have seen some of these cuts already, but I think it's important we play them. The worst thing you can do when it comes to terrorism and stuff and malicious, malignant, evil, demonic behavior is to look away and pretend it doesn't happen. My humble opinion, and I could be wrong. You may say, Dan, there's no reason to show this stuff. You're allowed your own opinion. I have mine. I feel like you should look at it and watch what it is because you need to see what you're fighting. Because sometimes you have these moments where you want to put lipstick on this thing and you're like, oh, the threat is, no, it is that bad. So a bunch of murderers and killers, we know that because they killed people. Who they were, I'm not accepting the first narrative in Moscow. Pull this week and pull up that first video. I mean, as you can see outside of this Crocus City Hall building, as you see there, they're shooting people here at point blank. Thankfully, the video is far enough away that the horror of it is horrible enough. But you're not seeing everything you could see. But you need to understand. You need to look this in the face. And you need to see exactly what this is. Don't run from it ever. Ever. Here's another video of this. This inside the Moscow Theater and the Crocus Theater. That, folks, there's no reasoning with these people. You got to understand, you're dealing with cold-blooded murderers here. They're shooting people point blank. You're dealing with animals. Who were these people? I don't know. I don't accept the first narrative, and you shouldn't either. The first narrative that came out is that these were ISIS killers who did this. Folks, maybe they are. But I encourage you to always ask questions and do not be intimidated by the bullshit media who are going to tell you at first glance, oh, anything, any question you ask is a conspiracy theory. I ask these questions. Who benefits from what? Who benefits from what here? You've got a dictatorial leader in Russia, Vladimir Putin, who has a specific security interest in him staying in charge. You've got other countries at war with them who have interests. You have other countries funding that war who have interests. The fact that in a security state like Moscow, this happened, I got to tell you, if you're in the media and you're not asking questions and you're challenging people like me, who are asking questions, you're the problem. Here's where this gets even crazier. And again, I'm just doing what modern day journalists won't do. I'm giving you a series of facts. I'm not drawing conclusions about who did what yet because I don't know. I don't know who did this yet. I don't trust anything coming out of Russia. And I barely trust anything coming out of our government anymore. Why would I? They lie to us about everything. Here's Admiral John Kirby just a couple weeks ago warning Russia about a terror attack. Take a look.
Also seen, hopefully you saw our State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that, just for their own safety. They should stay put where they are and stay plugged into the State Department for any additional updates and information. I'm afraid that's really all I have on that. Now in Ukraine, today Russia launched a massive...
Folks, nobody thinks that's a little unusual? Now, I want you to understand something. The United States has a duty to warn foreign governments, even ones that are not friendly of the United States. They have an obligation to warn them if they believe there's a terror attack. So there's nothing particularly unusual about us warning a foreign country about a terror attack if we know about a potential terror attack. The question is, who warned Kirby about the terror attack? I'm out. Let's dig up some more. Again, let's do what modern journalists won't do. Dumbass journalists who accept the first thing their almighty kiss-ass, sycophantic little puppy dog governments tell them. I don't accept any of it. I'm just going to give you a bunch of facts and you decide who you think did it. This was an article March 21st, before the terror attack. Russians are growing tired of war by Amy Knight in the Wall Street Journal. She notes Russians however inspired Russians are, by Mr. Putin, the war's negative effects are becoming hard to ignore. In a new report, the Estonian Foreign Intelligence Service says Russians are suffering from war fatigue. A foreign intelligence service rebel. Wow. The prevalent sentiment is weariness coupled with a desire to minimize the war's direct impact on themselves personally and those close to them. That's fascinating. So terror attack occurs on Friday, just days before an article is written about how Russians are growing tired of war, that the Estonians know this and their intelligence service and apparently filtering this out to the media. And then Admiral Kirby warns about a pending terror attack, and then a terror attack happens. So again, we'll do what the mainstream media won't do for you, which is this crazy thing is I'm just going to prevent you with a series of facts and data, and you can draw conclusions when more data comes out and you're comfortable doing so. So crazy, it used to be called journalism. The United States has a duty to warn. I need you to understand that. When I, as an agent, if you uncovered information, say you were doing an advance in Indonesia, a security advance for Obama. I only bring that up because I did one there. And during the course of your protective advance work, you're working with some intel people and you uncover a threat on the ground that involves some Indonesian national, you have an obligation to warn them, especially if there's a threat to public safety. So I don't doubt that Kirby's warning was an honest one. That's not the question. Admiral Kirby saying in that press conference, hey, there's a threat in Russia. That's not the question. There was obviously a threat. It happened, correct? Pretty simple, right? The only question is, where did that threat come from? How did Kirby find out about it? Now, we know just days before, the Estonians are warning people about the Russians getting war weary. Seems like kind of a weird warning, right? From an Estonian foreign intelligence service. That sounds more like a PR thing. But did the threat... Here, you ready? I want you to get ready to roll with me now, because this is where the story gets a little hairy. Ask questions. Questions. We know there's a lot of division in Russia right now, even in their military and intelligence services over the Ukrainian war, right? We know that. Did the threat that was passed to us come from the FSB, the former KGB, the Russian FSB? Did an insider in the Russian FSB who knew about a legitimate threat try to run it up the chain in Moscow and then get nothing, so then wind up going to the Americans, us instead? Now, why would that be important? And why would Vladimir Putin want to ignore an internal threat. Folks, I'm sorry if we're doing mental gymnastics, but this is the shit the media is not going to tell you. Because Vladimir Putin's a strong man. If Vladimir Putin agrees with his intelligence service that security's so weak, they could be subjected to a massive attack in a police state, then what's the point of a police state? If you're going to live in a police state, which sucks, period. But if you're going to live in a police state, you at least want a security guarantee, right? If I'm going to give up my money, my kids, and everything, I at least want to live in a police state where I can't be mugged on the street, right? If Putin can't even do that, then the purpose of his police state is absolutely nil. So there's a reason Vladimir Putin would likely ignore an internal threat, and that the FSB themselves may have went to the United States. One of their insiders have been like, hey, we got a serious threat. Put some public pressure on Putin by announcing it publicly. You get it? But that would show weakness by Putin in that he doesn't control his own people because they leaked it to the United States. And the police state is so weak that not only you live in a police state, but you live in a violent one where you could be the subject to a terror attack. That's scenario number one I see. Maybe, maybe not. It's a possibility. I'm going to leave that out there. Here's the second one. The second one I see is the most likely. Is it was a Putin operation himself. Now, why do I bring that up? Am I telling you that's what happened? I am not. What's the probability? I don't know. I'm just telling you it's a possibility. Vladimir Putin, if you go and look back with his battle early, how he got into power with the apartment building explosion, Vladimir Putin and the Russian inside, his inside operation at the FSB has a history of these internal ops. Vladimir Putin, if you believe the Estonian intelligence service, is dealing with internal strife against the war. The best way to turn people back onto the Russian state and away from protesting the war would be to galvanize them in response to this terror attack. Here's the problem with scenario two. I'm giving you a plus and a minus. The problem with scenario number two is if this was a Putin op, then why the hell would he have told the United States a week or 2 weeks ago for Kirby to advertise it to the world and make Putin look weak? Does that make sense? I'm going to take a break in a second, but let me get to another quick curveball for you. And folks, I'm sorry with the spots. Again, my huge apologies. I'm going to have to back them up here because I'm not sure what got read and what didn't. And we're going to have to start the stream over. So what we did before, sorry, not now, but forgive me a second, but I want to throw another curveball at you before the spot here. I want to play this video. Why are all of a sudden the French on high alert now after a news report about the French came out weeks ago? Hey, listen to this.
France have decided to raise their national security alert system level to the highest level possible, and that is attack emergency based on the Islamic State's claim of responsibility for the attack on Friday night.
Okay, all of a sudden there's a high alert coming out for France. France has got this problem with terror too. Don't you find it weird, this Newsweek article that just creeped up a couple weeks ago about Russia threatening French, threatening the French after French involvement? You got the article there about Russia vows to kill all French soldiers sent to Ukraine? Folks, there's something going on here, and I'm just asking you kindly and with great respect, please never, ever accept the first media narrative of the events ever. You don't know, and I don't know who did this. The current media ass-kissing sycophantic line is that it was a bunch of ISIS people. Maybe it was. But why did we know about it? Who told us about it? Why all of a sudden is the threat so grave in France after Russia and France had their own beef over French soldiers on Russian soil? There's something big going on here. And I'm going to tell you something right now. No matter what happened there, because we don't know yet, and we'll find out, that Putin could use this as an excuse to escalate, he's looking for an excuse for a tactical battlefield nuclear weapon to knock this thing out. It would change the entire world. Stay frosty in the coming weeks. All right, going to take a quick break for these spots again. American Financing. Let me tell you about my friends at American Financing. Family-owned company, been around 25 years. They're saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month by tapping into home's equity, pay off high interest debt. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, much lower than they've been in a long time. All it takes is a 10-minute call to their salary-based mortgage consultants to find out how much they can save you. Think about what you could do with an extra $854 a month. That's $10,000 a year. Call today. They never charge any upfront fees, and you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. American Financing. Call American Financing today at 888-994-7660. Again, it's a great company. They've been with us a long time. 888-994-7660, or visit them online. This is a .net address, by the way. AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, APR for rates in the five starts at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-994-7600 for details about credit costs and terms. Hey, you having trouble staying asleep or getting asleep? Beams Dream Powder, folks. I use it, used it last night. Love this product. It'll revolutionize your nighttime routine like it has mine. It's a hot cocoa for sleep. To help you get to sleep, stay asleep. The staying asleep part is my worst part. I'm up all the time and I'll take it. If you know me, you know Dream's been a game changer. Today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep's never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beams Dream Powder in the hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. If you want to try Beams best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Thanks, Beam. Okay. Now that I covered that story, I got a lot more to get to, too. Folks, I've been warning you about what's going on in Congress, how there's a bigger scandal. Again, the first line is, oh, a bunch of people are retiring because they're sick of the problems up in Congress, a bunch of Republicans. No, that's not what's happening. Throw that first story you heard out the window. Throw it in a diaper with the dump a one-year-old took in there. Okay? That's a nonsense story. The reason a bunch of Republicans are leaving in Congress is clearly there's a backdoor deal going on right now to turn over the gavel to Speaker Hakeem Jeffries before Election Day. That's for a couple of reasons. I don't have a lot of time, so I got to button this up for you quick. Number one reason, if this election gets thrown into the House of Representatives, and yes, please stop emailing me for the people, it'll be the new Congress. I get it. It doesn't matter. There is a power to incumbency to keeping a Democrat in a seat if they can flip it over a Republican. Can we all agree? Thank you. I get it. No kidding. They want the House in Democrat hands now and after the November election, in case the election gets thrown into the House of Representatives, if no one gets to 270, if nobody gets to 270 electoral votes, which is increasingly likely with Bobby Kennedy in the race, small probability. I don't want to over exaggerate, but it's not an impossibility. Trump could get to 267 or 68, whatever the math works out to be. You don't get to 270, it doesn't matter. It goes to the House. They want the House in Democrat hands. When I say they, I'm talking about the Democrats and the Republicans leaving. Ken Buck, Mike Gallagher, also another reason. They would love nothing more than to pass some law with a Democrat House. Remember, they already have the Senate. They have the numbers in the Senate. Are they going to get any Republicans on board? Probably not. But listen to me. Reason one, House of Representatives, they want in charge if the race gets kicked to the House. Second reason, they want to pass a law to keep Trump off the ballot. However they do it, they can't do it right now. The Republicans have a small majority in the House of Representatives. They would love to at least make a statement and pass a law before Election Day to keep Trump off the ballot. Why do you think swampy Republicans are the only ones leaving? Folks, they want the gavel in Speaker Jeffries' hands. It is clear as day. It is obvious. They also, one more reason, they want to turn all the chairmanships over to Democrats so that the Democrats control subpoena power in committees, judiciary oversight, so they can shut down all these investigations right before the presidential election. It is obvious what's going on. I've been warning you about this for months now. And this is one of those flag it things where everything we flagged has already come true. I said there were going to be more House Republicans leaving. What happens on Friday? And thank you, by the way, everyone on Twitter who was like, if you would have listened to Bongino's show, you would have known this. Folks, it's not. This is like some faux humility. There's nothing special about my show. I'm glad you like it, but all I did was read you articles that were out there. Any idiot can read the same stuff. Newsweek, March 13th. What's today's date? The 25th? I don't even know. Newsweek. Five other House Republicans could resign after Ken Buck. Folks, maybe that, you know what? Call me crazy. Maybe the reason you like this show is because it's not complicated. I didn't put the, remember Johnny Carson, the Karnak hat? What did he do? He used to put like the Dan Bongino baseball card. He used to put the thing up to the Karnak hat. Man, Dan, how did you know other Republicans were going to leave and screw over Donald Trump? Because they said so? Here's what happened on Friday. Rhino Mike Gallagher, garbage person, like Buck. Wow, Gallagher carefully timed his departure. Listen to how Mike Gallagher, just like Ken Buck, screwed you over and timed his departure perfectly to make sure Democrats are within a hair's length of taking over the House before the election. To do what? To steal it if Trump's presidential election gets thrown to the House, to pass some law to keep him off the ballot, and to squash all of these investigations by taking over the chairmanships. You think they did this by accident? Under Wisconsin law, hat tip, by the way, Aaron Fritchner, under Wisconsin law, congressional vacancies occurring prior to the second Tuesday in April in an election year get filled on a faster timeline. An April 19th resignation will keep Gallagher's seat vacant until November. He timed it perfectly. He timed it perfectly to give you the maximum middle finger. You think they did this by accident? Folks, they want Speaker Jeffries. It's clear as day. And when Speaker Jeffries gets in there and these other Republicans that are getting ready to give you the double barrel take over, when Speaker Jeffries gets in there, I absolutely promise you one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to pass the Insurrection Act of 2024 to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. Chasters, can we get flags in there? Just flag it right now. Why? Oh, look, you're so smart. No, I'm not. I'm not smart. No, I'm not smart at all. I'm mediocre. I just read stuff. You don't think they're going to do that? Oh, no, the Democrats, the same ones who were trying to steal Trump's money today? There you go. Flag that son of a right now. Okay, something happened on 60 Minutes last night too, folks. Did you see it? The SIR Network? They're getting ready. They will do anything. Folks, I'm really worried about 2020. I'm going to take a quick break, but I got to tell you, I am very, very, very concerned about 2020. This thing that happened in Moscow last week, something's going on there. And I think we got a real problem in the election. Here's the problem. It's a fork in the road. The problem is both forks have their own issues. If Joe Biden wins, the country as you know it is over. I have zero doubt. Once you've gone and you push that rock down the hill, it's impossible to stop. We're in a full-blown police state right now. If Donald Trump wins, folks, which is what we want and we're willing to fight for, but I'm telling you, November to January, and probably throughout the Trump presidency, you are going to see leftist violence like you've never seen before. I'm not even sure you're prepared for it. It's going to be that bad. All right, again, appreciate your patience. Got a quick break for our sponsors. I'm going to get back to this because I want to show you what happened on 60 Minutes last night to show you how they're getting ready to do anything to stop Trump from getting in there. Folks, Blackout Coffee. So John reached out from Blackout Coffee, told me something interesting. We got a little internal battle going on between the Blueberry Crumble fans. This is Paula's favorite. And the Cinnamon French Toast flavor, my personal favorite. John said orders have been through the roof. And who's winning? Any guesses in the chat? Team Dan, cinnamon French toast, or Team Paula, blueberry crumble? The answer is Team Dan, which is nice. We're about 30% ahead on the cinnamon French toast flavor. It's amazing. Blackout Coffee uses only premium grade beans. Most people don't even know premium grade coffee because a lot of these woke corporations, they use these crap beans and they tell you it's premium grade stuff, all right? Use and drink Blackout Coffee. I personally recommend it. Start the year off right with a resolution to support companies like Blackout Coffee. Skip those long lines and order online. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting. It's incredible. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino and see what I'm talking about. They're the real deal. Time to stop drinking that woke corporate junk coffee every morning. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. Try all their flavors are great, bold, not bitter. But try the cinnamon French toast. And if you love Paula, try the blueberry crumble. They're both great. Cinnamon French toast, my favorite. Our last sponsor today, I'll get back to the show. Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks are delicious. It is my go-to. It's a staple of my food plan. I love Omaha. The food is absolutely delicious. Never disappoints. They're having a semi-annual sale now. 50% off. 50, 50, site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. And when you use my promo code Bongino at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Say big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com, shop the semi-annual sale today, and don't forget to use promo code Bongino at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. This deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. It's omahasteaks.com, promo code Bongino at checkout. Minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. Try the food. You're going to love it. Steaks are delicious. Food's delicious. Check it out. All right, back to the show. So this happened at 60 Minutes last night. Folks, there is a, I have this down here because this is super important. I nail this point to you straight and direct. The information nuclear war is exploding. The information warfare going on right now, where lefties are desperate to try to control the narrative. The reason I structured the show this way, Moscow first and Mike Gallagher and them second, is there is a symbiote right now. Imagine it, this big collective organism. Mike Benz calls it or cites the term the blob, which has been used before and quoted by others. Some people call it the deep state. The bottom line is this. It's a group of people. It's not a group of, you know, Venom-like Spider-Man characters. And what they're doing is they're out there trying to control, manipulate, gaslight, and brainwash people. They need to do it because Donald Trump has been the most effective at breaking through the information fog we've ever seen. Whether you love or hate Donald Trump, the reason people hate him is because he's so effective at getting a message out there. They don't like the message, the people who hate him, and that's fine. Fair. I like the message. You don't. That's what a constitutional republic's about, right? We can pick and choose. The left needs to shut this guy down. They are in a massive information war right now. 60 Minutes, the goon hack commie network, communist network. I mean what I say. It is a straight agitprop propaganda network full of bullshitters and liars. Ran an entire piece last night attacking Elon, attacking social media companies, attacking it for what? For not censoring more. Here was an astonishing clip from the 60 Minutes network that ran with the collusion hoax, that tried to play down the Spygate scandal, that hid the Russian intel stuff and never did an expose on the Russian intel laptop thing. A bullshit commie network ran this segment last night. Check this out.
The danger is disinformation could decide the elections in a number of different countries.
In the U.S., he says, the right wing has been flooding the internet with reams of misleading information in order to confuse the public. And he's alarmed by the campaign to silence the academic researchers who have had to spend money and time on demands from Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee.
Are you shitting me? You guys, is everyone, did you just, is that, so 60 Minutes, the network that ran with the pee-pee hoax, the network that refused to tell the truth when they knew the Hunter laptop was likely real, is running a segment on disinformation attacking conservatives who expose them? Folks, this is the biggest you I have ever seen to America. 60 Minutes, Here's a little clip of 60 Minutes for those of you who need a reminder. Here's the biggest bullshit artist on that network, this hack commie loser, Leslie Stahl. Loser. An absolute life loser. Here she is when Donald Trump tells her an indisputable fact that he was spied on. We know the names of the spies. There is an FBI employee who was convicted in a case involving this. Here she is denying it on 60 Minutes. The greatest bullshit disinformation specialist at 60 Minutes is this lady, Leslie Stahl, who hilariously ran that report last night. Check this loser out.
So the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is. No. It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes. And we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
As a matter of fact, I don't know that.
This lady's a disgrace to humankind. Any sane person, and believe me, this is not a no true Scotsman thing. Any sane person without the liberal infection in their brain, the liberal prion, virus, bacteria, whatever it is that's crossed the liberal blood-brain barrier, knows this lady's full of shit. Trump was spied on. We can't verify that. Here's the name of the spy. I wrote about it in 3 books. You can't ask. This lady is full of shit. She's always been. She's a disgrace. And she's just pissed off that shows like this, even with a technical hiccup, we got 111,000 people here, that we probably have a bigger audience overall between social and everything than they do. Look at this one, too, at NBC News. Another freaking disgrace is Brandi Zadrozny. I mean, IQ of probably 47.5, a total moron. This woman is the Leslie Stahl of Taylor Lorenz's. Wait, is she crying all the time too, like Taylor? All this woman writes about is whining about how conservatives tell the truth while they lie. The disinformation war has taken a toll, but researchers feel a shift. Oh, look at that. Wow, isn't that strange? You guys out there in the listening audience, But yes, do me a favor, Chesters. Yes, it's a coincidence or no, it's not. Do you think it's a coincidence that 3 liberal agitprop commies, right? Brandi Zadrozny, Taylor Lorenz, Leslie Stahl, all of them, that 2 of the 3 in the same time period are writing an article to protect researchers promoting disinformation. You think it's a coincidence? They're terrified that they're losing control over their social media companies. Oh, and look, NBC and 60 Minutes do clips at the same time. Folks, listen, man. Again, can I just go back to the beginning? Like, oh, Dan, you called it on the Republicans. I didn't call shit. There's nothing special about that. Maybe that's why you and I get along so well. Because I don't pretend this is special. I just read what's out there. You think this is a coincidence that research universities and research groups that have spent millions, if not billions of dollars around the globe working with governments and NGOs trying to censor you are now afraid they're losing control before an election? So 60 Minutes does an attack on conservatives for attacking these fake groups that are trying to censor you. And NBC writes a piece a couple of days before. You think that's a coincidence, right? Have you ever seen more evidence of a blob than you did with that? Folks, this is how it works. They used to get away with it. Now, I sent something out this morning. It was about this NBC News hire of Ronna McDaniel. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't give a shit about Ronna McDaniel at all. Not even a little bit. But Ronna McDaniel used to run the RNC. She left, and in the dumbest move I've ever seen, I don't know what the hell she was thinking. She signs a contract with NBC. Oh, NBC, really? Like they weren't going to crap all over you? So, of course, they're all losing their mind. Chuck Todd had a meltdown. Kirsten, welcome, whatever the hell her name is. They're all like freaking out because that's what they do. It's NBC. I mean, what did you expect? Like hiring a Republican? I don't even like Ronna McDaniel. I don't care. But this story is just full of morons. Ronna McDaniel for signing with NBC. What did you think was going to happen? Oh, look, they're going to like me. I'm at NBC. Yeah, good luck with that. You know how comfortable that green room is going to be? Good luck. And then you got NBC freaking out that they hired a Republican. There were no good guys in this story. Not Ronna, not NBC, not Chuck Todd, not Kristen Welker. No one. Joe Scarborough freaking out this morning. They are mad because we are winning. I brought that up this morning and some zero on Twitter was like, it doesn't feel like we're winning. No, I didn't say we won. I said we're winning. We are. We have turned the corner on. Why do you think 60 Minutes and NBC are running hit pieces on you for figuring out how the censorship thing works? Because they don't care? It's because they're freaked out. Why do you think Bloodbath Gate was already gone out of the news? Wait, Donald Trump called for a riot, massive violence, and the story's already out of the papers? How did that happen? Because you won. Right? You heard about the bloodbath story over the last few days? You haven't, correct? Why? Because you laughed at them and you made them look like the dipshits they are. You won. You won that fight. There's another fight tomorrow and the day after. Folks, we're winning. The left is at war with the truth and they're pissed off that we have found mechanisms to laugh and expose them. Here's a perfect example. This would have been a big deal. Here's Joe Biden this weekend. He did some video with Obama and Nancy Pelosi, and he trots out again the Donald Trump told everyone to drink and inject bleach line. Folks, 20, 30 years ago, this would have been a big deal. You know, presumptive Republican nominee tells people to drink bleach and inject bleach. But because you guys want to work, just like you did on the dopey bloodbath story, this thing went nowhere this weekend. Not only did it not go anywhere, it became a story where everybody laughed at Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. Play this cut.
So all Americans, not just seniors, pay $35 a month, have a $2,000 cap for prescription drugs. I want to make those $800 ACA savings permanent. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is about to pass and serving himself. This is the guy who doesn't care about science and reason. Remember, during the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He said, there's nothing to worry about if you do that.
Now, of course, you know, that would have been a big story 20, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago, when the left pretty much dominated the information wars. They're taking they've waged against us for a long time. But you notice that went nowhere? Only, you know where that went around? In conservative media, where we used it to mock him. Because all you had to do was go back and look at what Donald Trump actually said. And what did it do? Folks, there's a reason to do this. It starts to drain the political bank account of the people bullshitting you. Nobody respects NBC. Nobody respects Kristen Welker. Nobody respects Leslie Stahl. Why? Because every time they do it, I show up on a show like this and say, please show me in this clip where Donald Trump says, drink bleach or inject bleach. If you can show me where he says those exact words to do that, I'll give you $100,000 tomorrow. Okay, take a look.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
Brothers and sisters, man, I'm with you out there, okay? I get it. Like, we've gotten our asses kicked in the culture wars and the narrative wars for so long. I get it. I get it. I love you guys. I'm not here to be condescending or holier than thou. Screw that shit, okay? I'm no different than you guys. The show's only special because you think it's special. There's nothing special about me, period. But we've gotten our asses kicked for so long that there's this kind of like, woe is me among some. Now you were, oh my gosh, it doesn't feel like, really? I want you to think about something. 20 years ago, in the same week, if you would have had a story about George W. Bush calls for a brutal bloodbath violence after the election. Folks, that's a career ender. Is it not? I'm almost 50. Like, you remember that? You're done. And then a story breaks. Oh my gosh. George W. Bush said, inject bleach, which would kill you. Drink bleach, which would kill you. And what happens with those stories? Not only do they have zero impact on Trump at all because they're fake, but we take them and turn them around and show independents and persuadables that they lied to you again. And all it does is beat the media up. It doesn't beat up us. We're winning. We're winning. That is why. Back to the NBC story and the 60 Minutes story. The left is the one, are the ones freaking out. They understand they're losing the narrative wars. Do you get it? So the only response is this extinction burst of behavior to push and clamor for more censorship. That's why they're freaking out right now over us exposing their censorship operation. Just put it together. It's right there in front of you. Here, I want you to watch what I mean. This is a segment from Bill Maher's show. This is Kara Swisher, who is a, again, devout leftist. These people, again, claim to be journalists and, you know, down the road, straight thinkers. There's a case in court right now about the government censoring conservatives, the Murthy versus a Missouri case. There's no question the government pushed for censorship. I mean, you know, put the email up first. Here's an actual email from a guy, Rob Flaherty, at the White House, pushing Facebook to take down Tucker Carlson and Tommy Lahren's post. Director of Digital Strategy, the White House. You can read the email yourself. The post about vaccines is Tucker Carlson saying it'll work. Yesterday it was Tommy Lahren's. He's talking about reduction. He's telling them to get rid of the tweets. You would think any media person, correct? Kara Swisher, Brandi Zadrozny, any serious media person would be like, well, that's trouble. We shouldn't be doing that. The government doesn't, they're entitled to their opinion on vaccines. The government has no role in this at all outside of their own separate information campaign. You want to go promote vaccines? Go do it. Do a PSA. Here's Kara Swisher arguing to Bill Maher. Oh, we're not really sure there was any coercion here. Oh, no. Getting an email from the White House Director of Digital Strategy going, hey, it'd be a real shame if your website burned down. Right, Kara. No, that's right. No coercion at all. You really nailed it. Watch this.
My question is always, why? Why are your doctors more important than my doctors, the ones I want to listen to? And the social media companies were in the tank with the government, as opposed to what you were just saying before about, you know, you're the watchdog and you have been.
Right.
They just did the bidding of the government. That's what the lawsuit's about.
It is about that, but it's whether they can talk to each other reasonably and whether they can be coerced. And I think the Supreme Court's going to go against it because social media companies also have First Amendment rights, by the way. And so I think the issue is, what is the government talking to these companies about? Is it coercing them or is it just having reasonable discussions? If the government knows, say, about a major threat and it doesn't talk to these companies, we get into all kinds of trouble. So I think what's happened is reductiveness. Like, everyone's got to be, you were wrong, I was right, and stuff like that. And what's happened in this culture, and I think it's because of three things: social media, gerrymandering, and Rupert Murdoch.
Folks, the guy's email from the White House, the most powerful building on planet Earth, to Facebook says, this is exactly why I want to know what reduction actually looks like. As he sarcastically talks about them pumping Tucker Carlson and Tommy Lahren's Facebook post about the vaccine. If you don't see that as coercion, you're one of two things. You're a moron or a liar. And Kara Swisher's not dumb. She's doing exactly what Brandi Zadrozny, Leslie Stahl, Taylor Lorenz. She is this new crop, this new breed of outright communist liberal where they don't hide anymore what they want. They enjoy government coercion. What they enjoy even more is using euphemisms to hide it. Well, with this, just, you know, you're just reducing the argument to right or wrong. Actually, I'm just reading their email. I'm not reducing anything. The only one talking about reducing is Rob Flaherty in this freaking email I just read to you from the White House. You can't read the same thing? You're telling me you're reading something different? The guy is saying, this is exactly why I want to know what reduction actually looks like. He's from the White House. He is threatening Facebook. Can you not read that? You see why they're freaking out? They have lost control of the narrative game. Nothing they're doing is working anymore. It's just Trump's bond was just reduced to 175 million. Folks, the bond, they're losing control of the narrative. Every attack on Trump, he goes up in the polls. Bloodbath Gate made a fool of them. The drink bleach thing makes the guy look like an idiot and a liar. Nothing they're doing is working. Don't trust anything they tell you. Ask questions the right way. The right way. Ask questions because the questions have a point. Who the hell did this thing in Moscow? Who benefits from what? All right, I'm very sorry about the technical thing today, folks. Again, that's on me. That's my show. And I'm responsible for it. Maybe you guys are a better product. But, you know, we're going to try to clean this thing up. It's unacceptable. So thank you all for hanging with me. It's a pretty big audience considering we had a big snafu. So shows again why you're the best audience in the business and why I got a lot of love for all y'all, they say. And I just really appreciate it. I hope you guys understand that. Download the Rumble app. Join us every day at 11 a.m. Eastern Time live. Someone asked me in church this weekend, is this show live? Yeah, it's live, 11 a.m. It wasn't. We went out of technical snafu. Rumble.com/Bongino. Rumble.com/Bongino. And download the Rumble app. It's free. Start an account. That's also free. I will see you back here tomorrow on the radio show in a few minutes.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.